Gavision.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. We zig and zag all over the place, so just buckle up and hang on for the ride. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right. Remember, you always have a voice. This is the conversation here on ATN that we like. Sparking the water cooler buzz, 800-259-5791. And boy, do we have to navigate some rough waters in this one, including starting off with this, the Somalia pirates killing four American hostages. I was stunned when I read it. I guess because of what I've read, including someone who lives not too far away from me, actually, who had been captured on a tanker by the very same kind of pirates, survived in the jungle with them for a while where they were holding him hostage, and ultimately a ransom was paid and he was freed, even though he was scared to death. But these pirates killed the Americans. And there's a question as to how it all went down, because you had some U.S. Navy forces who were right behind the yacht. They were 600 feet or so behind. They were monitoring what was going on, and then they boarded the ship in response to gunfire and tried to do what they could to save the people, but they couldn't do anything. So how did that all go down? I mean, that's the first question that you ask yourself, right? Well, first I'm going to let you hear what the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, said in response to the deaths of the four Americans who were yachting and got caught in the clutches of these pirates. Here's what she said.
This deplorable act by the pirates that stalk vessels in the waters off of Somalia firmly underscores the need for the international community to act more decisively together. We will honor their memory by strengthening international responses and partnerships to bring these criminals to justice and to more effectively end the scourge of piracy.
End the scourge of piracy? How long has this been going on? We've been talking about this now for years. For years. The pirates, because now there's 13, 14 of them in custody, and they're vowing that justice is going to be served up here. The pirates say that they killed the hostages only after the U.S. Navy fired the first shots. They're trying to say, listen, we were fired on from the trailing Navy. That's why we reacted. So what do you think really went down here? Let me tell you about the people. It was Gene and Scott Adam, a couple from California. They were killed alongside Phyllis McKay and Bob Riggle, a couple from Seattle. And the Navy folks were negotiating with the pirates, they say. The bandits fired a rocket-propelled grenade at them. And then everything went crazy after that. The grenade missed the USS Sterrett, which was, as I described, 600 yards from the hijacked yacht. I mean, this is ridiculous. The pirates holding all these people hostage, and in this case now killing these people. So what they did was gunfire went off in the cabin of the boat where the couples were. The pirates went onto the deck. They put their hands in the air like they were surrendering. So the Navy SEALs, there were 15 Navy SEALs. And the pirates then started shooting at the SEALs, according to some of the descriptions. And then the battle was on. But the four hostages were already shot and they were dying. They were dying. So now there's disputes as to the Navy's version versus the pirates. I don't know, who do you want to believe here? In fact, two Somalia pirates called a news organization, Reuters, saying that the murders were only because they were responding to a U.S. attack. And the commander for U.S. Central Command said, that's ridiculous. It's nonsense. It's false. I got to say, I got to side with the Navy here. I know some of you are grinning and you think it's a horrible thing and you're thinking, oh, yeah, right. I mean, not that I'm on the pirate side, but I got to say, I'm not going to go with the thugs. I'm not going to go there. They shouldn't have captured these people in the first place. What were they doing? They were capturing them so they could hold them for dough, and they have already been doing this, and they have tons of people that they've captured that they're still waiting to get the money for. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no way to wipe them out. There's no way to do something about what a cesspool Somalia has become. Turbulent doesn't even describe that area. And what they're doing is these pirates, I guess, use what they call motherships to move even further out to sea. And people are fooled. They don't know what they're looking at. So they go for really long distances. You know, 1,400 nautical miles away from Somalia. They're hunting people down is what they're doing. They're hunting them down. They're going all the way down to the coast of India and even further down to Madagascar. Who's safe in those waters? Who's safe? Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. All right, so that was one wicked thing that happened. And we'll continue to talk about the pirates. We've had lots of people on. We've talked about solutions. Now, these people were on their own vessel, a yacht. They had nothing. They weren't going to defend themselves. They weren't going to get out of this. They weren't going to get out of the clutches of the pirates. In the case of the bigger ships that have been captured, flat out, they've got to pay for security. That's it. Have to pay for security. In the meantime, Libya is exploding. I mean exploding. Muammar Gaddafi is ordering the sabotage of oil facilities left and right. He's saying he'll be a martyr if he has to. And that the youth, the youngsters, he's called them youngsters at one point, saying that they've been poisoned. They've been given pills, and that's why they're acting the way they're acting. He's just rambling. He's rambling. And he throws in now and then stuff about the U.S., by the way, as well. Gaddafi is not long for Libya. He's going to be gone. Let him be a martyr, I say. If I had somebody that was close to me on that Pan Am flight that blew up off the coast of Lockerbie, I'm sorry, I'd be cheering for this guy to go down. Let him bleed. Let him fall on the ground and bleed in the end, if that's the case. And, you know, the White House has been mum. They're not saying anything about Libya. Nothing. I mean, they're saying absolutely nothing. By the way, the Muslim Brotherhood, they're saying something. They're saying, kill Gaddafi. Go for it. Off with his head. We've just scratched the surface. We still have to talk about New Zealand and a slew of other things. Like, how about oil? What a crazy day it was. Oil prices jumping 8.5% in just one day. Wow.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, my friends. Let me give you the number, 800-259-5791. Go to americatonight.net. You can catch up with us on chat, like my pal In a Pickle from California, or like Jack Down Under, Jack Alexander, who says, we were just talking about the Pirates. Kate, my bet is that the Pirates were always planning on killing them, meaning the two couples, in retribution for the pirate that was jailed in New York last week. Could be. I mean, they were going to do something, and what a perfect setup for them, especially because of the fact that they were Americans. Yes, obviously. And you're right, because the pirate is in jail in our country, and you've got these four people who are like, you know, right there, boom, fall into their lap, basically. It couldn't have been orchestrated better. I think I'm agreeing with Jack on this. I think it is crazy what's happening, too, by the way. I think somebody needs to do something. Seriously. You can't tell me that these guys can't be picked off. I mean, there's got to be some way to do something and not just put up with this. It's weird. You've got all these countries. You have, you know, you've got England. They've been caught in the middle of this. You have Holland. Even Holland had a big ship that was taken down. I mean, pick a country, and I'll tell you if they've had a ship that's been brought down. You know, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous that constantly they get the upper hand. But you heard what I said. Look, they're maneuvering the waters. They've got the mothership working for them. They know what they're doing. They know how lax people are, even in these waterways, even with the warnings, right? Even with the warnings. By the way, Jack did say something else pretty funny that I'm going to throw out there. He said, I'm almost agreeing with him. What if you had a tour operator? You know, entrepreneurism is rampant all around the world. Who could start pirate hunting cruises to the coast of Somalia? So you cruise up and down that coast until the pirates attack, and then you nail them. That's what you do. The big game hunters, right? There's got to be a way, and there should be retribution for this. This is ridiculous. I mean, it is. It's ridiculous is what it is. All right, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, the former president of Egypt, Hosni, we want our money back, Mubarak, he must really be confused about what's going on in Wisconsin right now, because there's hundreds of thousands of protesters protesting the Republican governor, right?
Yes.
In Wisconsin. And what happens is the politicians that are on the side of the protesters leave. The Democrats hightail out to the country. I mean, they found the remains of Amelia Earhart now, and they can't find the Wisconsin. Is it does Wisconsin have a state senate?
Senate and a house.
Is it the Democratic state senators and the state assembly people?
No, it's the Democratic senators.
Oh, they're missing. Nobody knows where they are. They're in Illinois somewhere.
Yeah, some people know where they are, but let's say theoretically they're just not coming back. They're not coming back, and now there's talk about taking their pay away if they miss more than X amount of days.
Yeah, the former president of Egypt, he must think that Americans are crazy. Because, I mean, the protesters protest, and the politicians on the side of the protesters, they take off, and the villain, the quote-unquote villain, the Republican, the bad guy, he stays in power. It's the exact opposite of, you know, and who pays, like, is it the current unionized, the government unionized workers that are working now? Is it the taxpayers that fund all of these fringe benefits that the retired school teachers?
Yes.
And or is it, why couldn't it be the unionized government workers? That's the way it is up in some parts of Canada. The taxpayers don't have to pick up the tab. It's the unionized government workers that are working now. They pay a little extra to pay for the guys that are retired. And then when they retire, it's, you know, pay it forward, right?
Right, but see, that's Canada, Al. That's not the U.S.
Well, you know, we got a lot to learn from you, but you have one or two things to learn from us.
I set you up for that, Al, just so you know. Al, thanks for the call. We got to fly. We're going to go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dano.
Hello.
Hello. Do you think we have a lot to learn from Canada?
Sure. We can learn to freeze. Okay.
No. Come on, we can do better than that. Play hockey a little bit better in some of our juniors. And how about along the lines of, you know, recreation, skating and skiing? They're pretty good skiers and skaters.
I have nothing against Canada. Canada is a wonderful country and they're wonderful people. And I have great admiration for them. When we had our Iranian crisis, they came to our aid and helped get our people out of the country. I've told many a Canadian that was a tourist in California when I lived there, stopped them, found out they were from Canada, blah, 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 saw their license plate and stuff, and I would go up and personally thank them for their efforts on our behalf. And I can't say enough kind things about the Canadians. They stood with us through World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and then with the Iranian hostage crisis. You cannot ask for a better ally than Canada.
There you go.
Okay. Now, I support Scott Walker, and I'm for that. And another thing about this...
Wait, but you can't just say you support Scott Walker. So what you're saying is, and I agree, he's saying, we're screwed here. What do you want us to do?
We don't have the money.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you something else. Oh, wait, I'll tell you something else. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the man that all the Democrats love so much, said that it was not feasible or functionable for a union of federal workers to exist because they were in opposition to their employers, the people of the United States of America. These people have been getting these largesse with their little routine of unionization of federal workers, and it has got to end. Federal and state workers cannot have a monopoly in that regard. Now, I got a couple other points here about the pirates. There is a thing that absolutely strikes fear in the heart of any Muslim. That is pig fat. You bury one of these son of a bitches in pig and drop him on the post and say, look, From now on, we catch one of you guys. This is what's going to happen. And you know what? Piracy will end. Nobody wants to be buried alive in a pig.
And take them all to Hawaii and throw a luau in the meantime.
You throw them right on, you throw them right on the damn dock. You throw right in there with gunships. You throw them right on the dock, alive, inside a dead pig. And the skin, you know, with all that pig fat, automatically, they immediately go to hell in their thing.
In their religion. Yeah.
Okay? Now, another thing we could do is get rid of this Muslim that's in the White House. This man is a enemy to the United States of America, and everything he's done has been done to hurt us now and our future generations. We have got millions and billions and trillions of dollars being laid on the kids that are in high school now and their descendants as well, all because of Barack Obama. And this man does not intend to stop. He's going to be a one-term president, so he's going to do all the damage he can. We need to get him out of there one way. Impeach him.
I hear you going.
He's in violation of the Constitution on every ground.
It's not going to happen.
The car workers. The union he took over there, the car companies, Chrysler, Chevrolet, that was a violation of the Constitution. Firing of the president of Chevrolet, that was a violation of the Constitution. He had no right to do that. Taking over our banks, taking over our student loans, all of this is a violation of the Constitution. Denying the judge that Obamacare was unconstitutional and had to be done and void, no longer there. He's in violation of the judge's order. That's a violation of the Constitution. He needs to go. If the Republicans got any guts, they would start impeachment proceedings against him now. This man is an enemy of the United States of America and every American and every free-thinking person in the world. Okay,
whoa,
I'm done.
You are unplugged, Dan. Oh, wow. You got to calm down. You got to
kick back, my friend. Well, listen, I love this country, and I love freedom, and this man is an enemy to every one of us.
All right, listen, I agree with you. Thanks, Dan. I agree with you. I'm all about freedom, and I'm about this country. But you got to realize, I mean, first of all, I think the whole debate, you know, now you've had plenty of even Republicans that are saying, wow, we got to put to rest this whole questioning is Christianity and blah blah blah. All of your venom, all of what you're venting here, doesn't serve any purpose to get Barack Obama out of office. The key is you got to have somebody strong to run 2012, somebody to take over, because there will not be an impeachment. Guarantee it. Guarantee you will not see this president impeached. Hang with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Dan in Texas, always unloading on President Obama because, you know, he wants to see him out. I get that. I feel his pain and some of what has happened. You know, my word is ineffective. But, and this is key, he's not getting impeached. It's not happening. I understand in looking at constitutional issues and some of the things that have happened, but good luck trying that. That's not happening. All the president's men are lined up, and there are no holes around that ring. That's number one. The real war is the 2012 presidential election, because who is going to beat this president? His approval ratings now are up 50% and better in some areas. It's interesting. In handicapping the upcoming election, if you took, and Newsweek did a good breakdown of this, if you took Obama versus Huckabee, Obama versus Romney, Obama versus Palin, the numbers aren't necessarily great. In fact, what's interesting is if Obama faced Mitt Romney, check this out. What do you think the numbers would be in favor of Romney or close between Romney and Obama? And I'm thinking that you haven't seen the article. Well, they're saying that Obama would get 49% of the vote. Romney would get 47%. If you put Donald Trump in the mix, Obama gets 44, Romney gets 38, and Trump gets 8%. If Obama faced Sarah Palin, he'd get 51% of the vote. Palin would get 40% of the vote. But check this out. If you had all three, Obama gets 48%, Palin gets 21%, Trump gets 20%. And then if you just did the whole field, it's not, you went down the whole field, it's not looking really good. Romney 19, Huckabee 18, you know, go that way. So the key, Dan in Texas and everybody else, who especially really want to see Obama be a one-term guy, it's finding out who is that person who's going to step in there. Who's that person that's going to step in there and knock Obama, the incumbent, out of office? Who's going to be that wild card? And some people actually think that Donald Trump, because his numbers are growing, they weren't great there, but they think that his numbers are growing and he's really going to be the challenger ultimately. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud. What do you think? You can throw in your two on this too. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm thinking the quote a line how to, from one of my favorite movies, how do I get out of this chicken blank outfit?
there you go.
So, let's face it, Kate. We talked about this once, I think, before. Most minorities are middle to lower class or illegals who figure out a way to vote. He's going to win that vote, Kate, by a landslide. They don't care because they look at it like he's taking money away from the rich. You know, they don't care how this country, and to them, they think the country's going great because Obama's running. And they're going to turn a blind eye. They're not going to care. They didn't care back when he was being elected about his history, his past. Okay? And so that right there, all he's got to do is just pull, what, 30, 40% of the white vote or the non-minority vote, and he's won the presidency again. So it's based off a race, Kate. Unfortunately, it's not going to, I can't see somebody coming in that could sway the minority vote over Obama.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think anyone can sway the vote over Obama. And his approval ratings are rising.
And all those things that Dan mentioned, you know, that he's done since he's been president that are unconstitutional, well, you know, he didn't do those on his own, Kate.
No.
They were all voted in by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Okay? And you might point at that and say that's unconstitutional, but when did the Democratic Party care about that? So, I tell you, Kate, inside every liberal Democrat is a communist trying to get out. You know?
luck trying to push those constitutional issues. That's the thing.
Well, you know, and they had control of Congress. They passed and did what they wanted, and the Republicans have got no foot to stand. They were forced. You know, they've been running up debt for, 24 years under three presidents. You know, and or something like that, 16, 20 years under three presidents. They weren't running up it as fast, but they still were doing it. And so, you know, both sides of these guys, you know, Kate, I've been sharing something with folks, and I said, how would you feel? Okay, let's pretend that you're married now, right, Kate? You told me
mm-hmm.
that. And let's say you had three kids or whatever, and, and you just love spending money, and everywhere you go, you get credit, and you pay your bills and everything. And one of your kids comes up and says, well, Mom, Dad, what happens if you die? What happens to all the house and the cars and all that stuff? And you go, oh, that's okay, son. You got to pay for it. And the kids go, wait a minute. I didn't ask for any of this, you know? That's what's going on right now, Tate. Who gave these people, the right, I'm talking Congress,
right,
to sit there and mortgage the future and tell future generations, you got to pay for our bills from 1980s, 1990s, and the 2000s. That's what you got to do. And that's why the other night when I was talking to you about the thing about Social Security and, all these people that have put their money into it, and are, and my parents included, they both are retired, pulling Social Security. They put all this, and they deserve, and that was the agreement, and, they went along with it. They paid their Social Security, and they get their checks or whatever. Millions of Americans do that are retired. But at the same time, this is the same generations that put, that put these people into the White House and into Congress and let them run this bill up. Nobody gave a crap about this stuff, Kate, back when Ronald Reagan ran up $4 trillion. It was just like, it was $4 trillion, I ain't got much money, But now when we're talking, it's so much money that we're gonna have to shut the government down, we're bankrupting Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, and I hear that we're paying out $2 trillion a year, the federal government, and entitlements, plus you got another $2 trillion just to run it. There's your $4 trillion right there, Kate, that they're spending, $4 trillion.
I told you this before, you and I talked about that. Just cut us the check now. Let us roll on our own. Give it back to us, then that way you get your check. Social Security's not taken out of it because it's not going to be there in the end. And now what they're certainly is saying is that Social Security reform is not even a part of the discussion as far as what's happening in the future with all this battle over the budget. It's the one giant piece of the pie, the huge piece of the pie that's not even being discussed. Deliberately, they're maneuvering around it.
Well, the interesting part is, Kate, that, you and I, and unfortunately a lot of Americans, they can go into bankruptcy and have their debts washed clean. I don't think the federal government can do that. Who pays their debt?
They can't. They can't.
By the way, real quick, when I was talking with my best friend the other day, I was telling him how upset I was because, I've been doing pretty good the last few years, making pretty good money, and buying lots of crazy things, and of course I bought my house, and that was a good thing, I think, but there's some things where I've been upset that I enjoy having, but wish I hadn't bought them now, and I'm paying for them, and, when I was sitting there thinking, our contract was coming up for renewal, and I'm thinking, wow, what if all of a sudden I don't got a job? Then I'm like, all these people out there who never thought their job was going to disappear, and they're just buying and on credit, And that's the American way of life, pretty much, Kate, because pretty much everyone I know owes money to somebody, and they didn't think about, hey, maybe someday I won't, maybe I ought to be thankful that, Heavenly Father, the Almighty, giving me a job and, that I'm making money, and maybe I need to get my bills paid off to where I can be, if I do lose my job, then I'm not, dependent on the government or lose everything that I've got, and I kid you not, Kate, 5 minutes, so I told my buddy, I'm really mad at myself because, I could have been a little more focused the last few years and hardly, probably wouldn't owe any money right now except for my house, and I kid you not, 5 minutes after I talked to him, I'm talking with the owner of our company, and he said, by the way, I signed off on the new contract 4 years. I'm like, wow.
Thank goodness.
That was immediate response from above. You little jerk, you better get your act together and get your bills paid off.
Absolutely. You put it out there, and that was a good thing that you put out there, and you were lucky the universe reeled it back in for you. That's a good thing, my friend. Thanks, Don. And see, that he's right. People don't think it's going to happen to them. It's like, what was the most secure job? What do you think the most secure jobs used to be? We're going to talk about that next.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Let me get a government job. At least it'll be secure and I'll have decent benefits. Or if you were thinking of going to the teaching profession, be careful what you wish for, because those are the two that are getting swacked with the budgets that are bursting because the deficit is so ridiculous. We know inside the Beltway, and it affects all of us, the taxpayers. And then, of course, in your own state, you're probably, some aren't, but almost all are struggling big time to figure out what they're going to do to balance that budget. You have what's going on in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio. You know, it's, we're going to see this same scene, I think, repeated over and over and over again. Yeah. We have a lot to get to, so let me throw out the number, 800-259-5791. I say a lot to get to because a lot's on my mind. It's been in the last 2 weeks with the Middle East exploding, actually more than that, with what's happening here with the deficit, which we certainly knew that. We've talked about it, but now it's the show is in front of us. It's a reality. It's unfolding. And then, sadly, what happened in New Zealand with the people with the earthquake, and we've also had people on to talk about earthquake predictors. And isn't there some way where you can predict it a little bit, at least a little bit in advance in some way? And, in fact, we're going to do that in the next couple weeks. We're going to have more people on to talk about it from California, actually. Brian is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Doing. Hey, Kate, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
It's been another wild week so far for me. I'd like to bring up the Wisconsin debate on everybody protesting and walking out here, first of all.
Right.
About time somebody actually got some guts to actually do something, because, like, you and I could talk about these problems all night long, but real people ain't going to pay any attention to us ordinary folks, so we might as well just camp out where they have to do their business to get our point across.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, hey, you got to give it to them no matter what. Whether you think they're all wet and this is ridiculous and I'm sick of the unions and whatever, this is grassroots, baby. They're organized grassroots in a sense that they're calling each other up and pushing each other to get out there. And you got almost 90,000 people. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. And for how many days in a row? Almost 8-plus days?
Yeah, and on top of that, the lawmakers themselves that are hiding out in Illinois, they say.
Yeah, you gotta love the fact that they just bolted. Okay, you gotta get out of here because you don't want to have to be in the middle of this. You want to screw with the budget? Get out. Just leave now.
And on top of that, that brings me to the other issue I was wanting to bring up with the Washington budget and a federal government shutdown. People probably hasn't thought about this, but if the federal government shuts down, isn't the IRS considered one of those that would start shutting down?
Oh, yeah. We've considered. We've talked about it. If you're expecting a check back from the IRS, like David in Texas, you might be waiting, because it'll probably be a little bit of a backup. Even if it's just, you know, even if it's just a week or so, whatever it is, there's going to be backups.
Yeah, and on top of that, with where I work at, I hear day in, day out, everybody complaining that they only get a check from the government once a month, that they can't pay us until they get paid. Well, if the government shuts down to where they can't even get their money, where is that going to put the businesses that they're trying to pay?
Yeah, they're gonna get behind the eight ball, absolutely. And plus, you think of where the population is, how many are getting checks that they need to pay off certain things, and there's a lot of people in that group. And every day, more baby boomers are being added into the retirement pile.
And on top of that, it's getting to the point anymore where you're having to rely on the government more and more, and there's just no money to go around anymore.
Absolutely. That's the biggest problem, Brian, for people that paid in. And that's what Don was just talking about, people paying into Social Security. Well, if your whole life you paid into it, now you're expecting that money, you're counting on it. I don't care how much it is. What happens when suddenly it's not there and you've paid in for 30 years or however long, 45 years, whatever it might be? I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's $1,000, it's $1,200, it's way less than that. It's earmarked for something for a lot of the people who are waiting for those checks. And whether they combine it with a pension or whatever it is they do, they're counting on that money. And certainly in looking into the future, thanks, Brian, for the call. We're almost up against it. You take care. You got a nasty cough there. I can tell you got one of those. I get them sometimes, too. It's either something that's just passing or you're coming down with something. I'm sure many of you listening to America Tonight in the past have heard me. Poor Matt, I always feel bad. He'll say when we're off the air, are you all right? And I'll just, you can't catch yourself. It's like you're hacking. It's like that person in church where and nobody can pay attention. You can't even hear what anyone's saying, the pastor, the priest, the whoever. You can't even figure out what's going on anymore because the hacking is just too loud. A lot of people are hacked off about the situation with Social Security, and for good reason. Anybody really, probably in their early to mid 50s and below, you got to just plan for yourself. And actually even before that, because there's not going to be things I believe that you can rely on when you get to that retirement age. If you ever retire, here's what I think is going to happen. The majority of Americans won't retire. Whatever that number is, I don't know. I could pluck a number out of the air for you. It might be 75%, let's say, which would be pretty high. Aren't going to be able to retire. So they're going to just try to do whatever they can to continue to work, whatever it is, because they won't be able to afford that. Or the other thing, and this is something that will also happen and is happening, more families will live together like they used to a long time ago. So you'll have a couple of generations in a household, at least two generations in a household of families living together. Ooh, can you imagine how tense that could be? I'm just saying, and I know lots of us have great families, but would you want, Don loves his parents, would he want them completely underfoot? Would any of you listening, would you want your parents underfoot? I mean, for a long time, for however many years, 25 years, whatever it is. Of course, because of the financial situations, a lot of grandparents are helping to raise the kids. So that's where we are in this country. How did we get there? How did things spiral in this very strange and twisted direction? It all comes down to not being accountable for the money that we're printing. You know, I have plenty of words for the Federal Reserve. And racking up that debt. Continuing to spend like a drunken sailor. I'm gonna leave. They gave me a credit card. Oh, I can spend $20,000 and nobody wants it back. It, of course, multiply that number. It's pretty bad. It's also pretty bad in Libya, and I think it's going to get worse. Muammar Gaddafi, what do you think? You think he dies in the end or turns on his word, does not become a so-called martyr, and leaves at the last second? And I'll tell you what, Libya is 17 on the oil list when we're talking about OPEC countries. So 17. But they pump out about 1.8 million barrels of oil a day. 1.8 million barrels a day. So there will be an effect here. Libya supplies about 74% of Europe's oil. If that's cut, start walking.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.